Maybe I have to pray.
我们祷告。
亲爱的主，今天是你的日子，我们在这里纪念你。
Dear Lord, this is your day. We come to remember you.
我们感谢你，赞美你，因为你为我们降生，你为我们死在十字架上，你为我们埋葬了，你为我们又死而复活，你也为我们升了高天。
We thank you and praise you because you were born for us, and you died for us, you were buried for us, you resurrected, and now you have went up to heaven.
我们感谢你，你也允许我们说，不久你要再来接我们去。
We thank you because you promised us to come to receive us unto you.
我们今天在这里纪念你向我们一起所做的，我们也纪念你所应许我们的。
We come to remember what you have done and to remember what you have promised.
感谢你，赞美你，你是信实的主。
Praise you and thank you because you are God of faithfulness.
你所应许的一定会成就。
What you have promised, you will do.
所以现在我们天天在那里等候你再来，主啊。
So we are waiting for you every day, our Lord.
愿你引导我们，叫我们知道在我们等候你的世界当中应该怎样行事为人。
Pray that you teach us so that while we are waiting, we know how to act.
叫我们知道怎样来奔跑那条小路。
So that we know how to run this straight and narrow road.
有一天叫我们站在你面前能听见你向我们说，好良善又忠心的仆人。
One day we may stand in front of you to hear you say to us,Good, you faithful servant.
就是你恩待我们每一位弟兄姊妹们，你知道我们的需要，也唯有你能供给我们的需要。
Lord, be merciful unto us, because only you know our needs, and only you can supply our needs.
特别在我们当中有少数朋友们，他们还没有看见你的真理。
Especially some of our friends here have not seen your truth.
亲爱的主，你既要给他们有这个机会，愿你向他们进一步伸点。
Lord, since you have given them this opportunity, please go another step to give them your grace.
主啊，愿你打开他们心中的眼睛，叫他们看见你救恩的真理。
Oh Lord, open their hearts so that the eyes of their hearts may see your truth.
当我们没有信主以前，我们也看不见真理。
Lord, before we believe you, we are blind to the truth.
但是你恩待我们，在我们过去的日子，过去的生命当中，你有一次叫我们看见了你自己的光。
But you have been gracious unto us, and at some point you have opened our eyes to see the light.
所以今天我们做了你的儿女。
So today we become your children.
我们求你把这样子恩典同样赏赐给我们的朋友。
We pray that you'll give the same kind of mercy and grace to our friends.
愿你伸手摸着他们的心。
May you touch their heart.
叫他们更甘心愿意到你面前来。
So that they will be willing to come before you.
我们这样子祷告是奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray this in the name of our Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
我感觉到弟兄姊妹们这次的聚会很好。
I feel that we have a wonderful meeting.
可是同时呢，我想我在这个弟兄的地位上要向你们说一两句话。
Yet, as your brother, I'd like to speak a few words to you.
似乎啊，好像弟兄姊妹们对于我们当中还没有得救的朋友们的关心不够好。
It seems that not because we do not have enough concern for those who have not believed.
我想这点或许我看错了，不过你叫我看好像弟兄姊妹们不是很关心他们。
Maybe I'm mistaken, but according to how I feel and what I've seen, that we do not have enough concern.
是希望呢弟兄姊妹们在这方面能注意一些。
I hope that we pay more attention.
今天早晨我要向各位讲的是另外一个题目，可是呢，同彼此相爱还是有关系的。
This morning I'd like to speak on another subject, but it's related into loving one another.
在每一次圣诞节的时候，我们常会唱许多的歌。
Every Christmas we sing a lot of Christmas carols.
特别是在圣经里面有一个歌我们很欣赏。
Especially in the Bible, that's a chorus that we all learn to appreciate.
请大家看卢加福音。
Please turn to Gospel according to Luke.
卢加福音第二章十四节。
Luke chapter 2, verse 10. 14. Verse
14. 这里说当耶稣降生的时候有大的天使前来唱歌赞美人。
Here it describes that when Jesus was born, the heavenly host came to praise God.
他们唱歌就是说至高之处荣耀归于神，就是荣耀归于神，荣耀归于至高之处的神，在地上平安归于他所喜悦的人，或者说在地上平安喜悦归于人。
They sang glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. In other words, on earth peace and goodwill.Toward men.
当你们唱这个当你们念这段圣经的时候，或者是听见天使间来唱的时候，你们感觉到，你们有没有感觉到天使有没有说实话？
When we renew this hearing of this song, do we feel that the heavenly host has spoken the truth?
一直到今天，我们的神还没有得到完全的荣耀。
Until today, God has not gotten all the glory.
在地上哪里有平安?
And on earth, where's peace?
愈顾愈糟了。
It seems that things are getting worse.
若是叫小字里面说喜悦归于人呢，现在人只有愁苦没有喜悦。
According to the little word, the footnote, the good will toward man, but man have only sorrow.
这什么意思啊？
What does this mean?
天使们讲谎话是不是?
Did the angels lie?
我们如果再看看以赛亚第九章里面,
If we turn to the book of Isaiah chapter 9,
我们有时候会把这段圣经变成歌, 在圣诞节的时候唱。
Sometimes we translate it into a song and sing it around Christmas time.
以赛亚第九章第六节,
Isaiah 9, 6.
这里告诉我们说，有婴儿为我们而生，有子嗣给我们，政权必担在他的肩头上，他的名称为奇妙，测试全能的神，永在的父，和平的君。
Here for unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace.
最近呢，我们还可以把它凌乱节，还说得过去。
This verse we can kind of accept it at its worth.
若是念下面一节，你就看有问题了。
But if we go on reading, then we have a problem.
他的政权与平安必加增无穷。这里说政权与平安必加增无穷，这个话不是事实。
Here it says, of the increase of his government and peace.There shall be no end, but this is not yet a reality.
他必在大卫的宝座上，我们今天根本没有看见主耶稣基督坐在大卫的宝座上。
And upon the throne of David, but we do not see him upon the throne.
治理他的国以公平公义，使国坚定稳固，那里有这个事情。
To rule upon his kingdom, to order it, and to establish it with judgment and justice, but we do not see it.
这底下有一句话，那。好像圣灵晓得，当我们念这些话的时候，我们会有问题。
But another phrase, I go on to explain, because it seems the Holy Spirit knows that this is needed in this place.
他说，万军之耶和华的律心必成就这事。
It says that the seal of the Lord of hosts will perform this.
圣经里面很强调这一点。
The Bible emphasized this point.
说。他要坐在大卫的宝座上治理他的国，以公平公义使国坚定稳固。这是万军之耶和华的律心一定要成就这个事情。
That Jesus will sit on the throne of David, and that he shall rule his kingdom with justice and judgment, and the seal of the Lord of hosts will perform it.
这里特别告诉我们是万军之耶和华。
He emphasized the Lord of hosts of all the army.
他有大能力，他有他大权柄， 成就这个事情。
He is mighty, he is powerful, he will do it.
不但是他思想里面要做这个事情，这里告诉我们他的内心一定要成就这个事情。
Not only will his thinking, his planning will do it, in his zeal, he will do it.
不但事实告诉我们与这个不相对，与这两段 圣经不相对。
But fact not only tells us that it cannot be reconciled with this record, with this scriptures.
就主耶稣基督自己也告诉我们不是这个样子。
We also read something differently in the words of Jesus.
请你们看马太福音第四章三十四节。
Please turn to Matthew chapter 10, verse
34. 34. 你看耶稣说你们不要想我来是叫地上太平，我来是要叫地上，我来并不是叫地上太平，那是叫地上动刀兵。
Matthew 10:34. Think not that I am come to send peace on earth. I came not to send peace, but a sword.
这个地方中文翻得很好，动刀兵啊，翻得比英文好，英文是 a sword。
In the Chinese version is better because it says to fight with knives and sword, and in the English Bible just send a sword.
那这样子事情的很主，耶稣基督同天使的思想彼此冲突。
From this simile, what Jesus spoke is contradictory to what the angel sang.
我们晓得不会有冲突或者矛盾地方啊。
But we know that the Bible cannot contradict itself.
那么怎样来洗掉这一件事情呢？
So how can we reconcile that?
那这里就是我们要懂得先知的这个格式，先知书的格式，或者先知预言的格式是大的。
Here we must know how the prophets speak and their style.
在彼得书里面告诉我们呢，天使同这个先知们他们有差不多的光景。
In the book of Peter, we are told that angels and the prophets, their conditions, understandings are similar.
请看彼得前书第一章第十二节。
First Peter 1:12.
这里告诉我们，众先知得了启示，知道他们所全讲的一切事，不是为自己，那是为你们。
Here we are told that unto whom it was revealed that not unto themselves, but unto us, they did minister the things.
那么十二节的末了告诉我们，天使也愿意仔细查看这些事。
And at the end of this verse, it says that even the angels desire to look into these things.
旧约的先知们和天使们，他们不大清楚他们所讲的到底是怎么样，可他们知道应该这样子讲，应该这样写。
The angels and the prophets in the Old Testament, they did not fully understand what they were talking about, but they knew that that was the right thing to say.
他们说主耶稣基督降生，那么至高之处荣耀归于至高之处的神，地上有平安，人人蒙恩典。
They said that Jesus is going to be born, glory is to go to God in the highest, and on earth, peace, goodwill toward man. Why did they look at it that way?
那请记得啊，他们因为看未来的事情，好像看山峰一样的。
Please remember, when they are looking into the future, they look at the peaks of the mountains.
他们从远处看那个山峰，他们只看见那些山峰的一期。
When they look from far away, they see only the mountain tops all joined together.
他们不晓得从第一个山顶 peak 从到第二山顶当中到底差多少路。
They did not know what the distance was between the first peak and the second peak.
他们当然也不知道在这个从这个第一山峰第二山峰当中那个山谷里面有什么事情。
Of course they did not know what is in store between the two peaks in the valley.
天使们只看见 第一个三封主耶稣就是这一来，第二三封那个主耶稣的荣耀。
They saw only the first peak, Jesus Christ came, and second peak, the glory of Jesus.
所以他们做了这个钩，在那里钩唱。
So they sang this wonderful hymn.
主耶稣就到世界上来的时候，他告诉我们说，他不是叫地上太平，那是捅刀兵，他是告诉我们在第一个三封和第二个三封当中的事情。
When Jesus said, "I came not to bring peace, but to bring war on this world," he was talking about what is going to happen in the valley.
先知以赛亚也是如此。
Prophet Isaiah was the same manner.
所以呢，现在我们在那唱那个歌的时候，我所要注意的就要弟兄姊妹注意的，你在那里唱的歌，不是说赞美主耶稣基督第一次降生。你不知不觉之间已经在那里欢迎主耶稣基督第二次再来。
So I'd like for you to know that when you are singing the first Christmas hymn, you are not only praising Jesus' first birth, you are actually praising and waiting for his second coming.
换句话说，弟兄姊妹们，在主耶稣基督再来以前，教会不是一个平安的教会，教会是战争的教会。
In other words, before Jesus came,In this world, the church will not be a peaceful church, but will be a church in war, at war.
我们平常说，教会分两个时期，战争时期和得胜时期。
We usually say that there are two periods concerning the church, the militant church and the triumphant church.
若是我们用别的名称来请说，用主的国度来请示来说呢，那就是说恩典的国度，荣耀的国度。
If we use other terms in the terms of the kingdom, then we say the kingdom of grace and the kingdom of glory.
或者我们说准备的国度和实现的国度。
Or we can say the kingdom in preparation and the kingdom in actuality.
弟兄姊妹们，我们看见吗？
Brothers and sisters, do we see it?
当我们做了主的天国公民以后，我们立时就成为天国的战士。
When we became a citizen of the kingdom of God, we became a soldier of Christ.
那这里到这里我们才更了解了为什么保罗说那美好的仗我已经打过了。
It's only then we can understand why Paul said, I have fought the good fight.
就是对我们的话，我们常说那美好的仗我一定要去打。
As we are concerned, we say the good fight we will fight.
这是免不了的。
This is something unavoidable.
我希望弟兄姊妹们把这个观念改变过来。
I pray that you will change your concept.
我们常想相信耶稣，什么事情都应该一帆顺风，平安，或者好像用倪弟兄他们这话说，做花椒进天堂。
We often think that after we believe in Jesus, everything will be okay. We are sitting on the sedan and people carry us into heaven.
这是一个错误的观念。
This is a wrong concept.
事实若是这样子的话，我们就永远得不到训练。
If this is so, then we will never have the training.
我们生活在世界上，我们生活在战争的教会里面。
We live in this church. We are living in the church militant.
那在这里，或者有弟兄姊妹们说，那这样子说起来呢，我们打什么仗
？So some brothers and sisters may ask, what kind of a fight are we in?
这个就是今天早晨我要请弟兄姊妹们看的。圣经告诉我们说，有那一种的仗，我们一定要打的。
This morning, this is why I talk about this, and we'll study together what kind of warfare God wants us to fight.
那美好的仗我已经打过了。那个打仗啊，这个字啊，打仗这个字啊，在新约里面一共有7次。
This good fight, I have fought this good fight. This fight has been used 7 times in the New Testament.
今天早晨恐怕当然我们没有功夫把它完全看了，就让我们能尽我们所能的看几个。
We would not have time to study all of them, but we'll look at some of them.
第一个在哥林多前书第9章。
The first one is 1 Corinthians chapter 9.
Corinthians chapter 9,
25节, 25节到27节,
verse 25 and 26.
在25节有一个字，同这个保罗所说"达拿美好的章"、"胆章"这个字同字的，你们能不能猜猜看是什么字？
In verse 25, can you find the word that is the same word that Paul used of fighting the good fight, the same word for fight? Can you find that word?
Yeah, 加利真正.
You're right.
加利真正, huh? 这里翻译为教理真正很好，意思就是说，要我们的做基督徒的战争呢，是一种教理真正的战争。
This translation in Chinese is very good. The life of a Christian is a life striving for the mastery.
我们的战争与世界上战争有一点不同。
Our fight is different from the fights of this world.
世界上的战争呢，要向前进攻，那么得那个需要得的。
In this world, people fight forward and they want to get something.
我们的战争，我们已经有了，就是要不让它失去。
Our fight is that we fight to occupy, to hold on to what we have got.
那交力真称就是这样子，是吧？杀是交，不是说你两个人睡在哪里，站起来，就是说站在哪里不让别人把你杀倒。
This strive for mastery is the same thing in this wrestling. We are not saying that two persons are laying on the ground and try to wrestle so that no one can stand, but that they are standing up and wrestle and not let the other person drag you down.
我们的主为我们成就了一切。
Our Lord has accomplished everything for us.
当我们信主的时候，他把这一切都领到我们。
When we trusted in Him, He gave us everything.
我不知道弟兄姊妹们有没有留意到，有一节圣经啊，只讲到主所赐给我们的恩典。
I don't know if you have paid much attention to this verse, which describes what Christ has given to us.
那一节圣经是提摩太后书第一章第七节。
Yes, sir. 2 Timothy 1:7.
Yeah, 请大家看看好吧?
Let's all look at it.
这节圣经告诉我们神，当我们信主的时候，神所赐给我们的是什么?
This describes when we trusted in the Lord, what God has given to us.
神赐给我们一种灵,
God has given us a spirit.
那个意思就是说，当他重生我们的时候，把我们的灵 把我们的灵的功用恢复过来的时候，我们灵里面就有这种恩典。Yes,
describing when we are born again, He restored the function of our spirit, and we have this in us.
他说赐给我们不是胆怯的灵，是什么灵呢？刚强、仁爱、谨守的灵。
2 Timothy 1:7, for God hath not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind.
中文翻为心智。
In the Chinese, it's translated into
heart.
The heart.
那这叫中文当然了。你说胆怯的灵，不是刚讲仁爱谨守的灵，好像不讲中文了。In
Chinese, of course, it has to be translated into a heart of fear, instead of a heart of spirit of fear.
因为在中文里面的灵，那是灵，不能在我们里面的，是另外一个位格。
Because in Chinese, this spirit has another personality and cannot be in us, this kind of spirit of fear, this phrase.
但事实上，圣经告诉我们说，那个新的灵是怎么样的灵呢？是刚强、仁爱、谨守的灵。But
the Bible in actuality tells us that the spirit in us is a spirit of power and love and of a sound mind.
换句话说, 那个新生命在我里面是有能力的新生命。
In other words, this new life in us is a powerful life.
若是我们看以弗所第一章就知道，那个生命是经过了复活的生命。
If we look at Ephesians chapter 1, we know that this life is the resurrected life.
在这个生命里面有那个复活的大能。
In this life is the power of resurrection.
这个复活大能的生命已经在你里面。
This life of resurrection is in us already.
那个生命也是有爱，有那个天上的爱的生命。
And this life has the love from heaven.
我们早期就听见了，我们 要彼此相爱的话，老实说在我们肉体里面我们爱不起来的。
We have heard again and again to love one another, but we have no love.
这个爱是从神那里来的。
Yet this love came from God.
所以彼此相爱那个爱已经在你里面。
So this love for each other is in us already.
那么现在就是让它渐渐的发展。
Now is to let it develop.
那要它发展的话，我们就要有运动或者有联系。
In order for it to develop, we must exercise.
弟兄相爱，老实说，就是一种行动，叫神所给我们那个天上的爱在我们里面的发展。
To love one another is to put it in action, to exercise it so it can grow out of us.
这里也告诉我们说，那个灵是精修的灵。
Here it also says to us that this spirit is a spirit of a sound mind.
没有信主以前，我们有许多的事情糊里糊涂。
Before we believe in God, we are very confused in many things.
等到我们信主以后，我们的头脑就谨慎了。
After we became a Christian, then we become very careful.
那这些都是在我们信主就是已经有。
This.When we believe, we receive.
我们现在要的就是要让不让这些东西这些福分失去，也相反的，我们要叫这些福分啊在我们里面发展。
Now we not only have to be careful not to lose it, we also have to exercise it and develop them.
要发展他们的话，有一件事情要注意的。
If we want to develop them, we must pay attention to this one thing.
这些恩典都在新生命里面。
All these gifts are in our new life.
可是我们活在世界上一切，我们那个旧生命还在那里。
But as long as we live on this earth, we have the old life, the old nature also.
那个旧生命就想法子要阻止那个新生命的发展。
And the old nature will prevent the development of the new nature.
为了这个缘故，所以我们有了战争。
For this reason, we have to fight.
我们的战争就是说不让拿我们的旧生命来管制我们的新生命。
Our fight is to discourage, to hinder, and not letting the old life to control ourselves, our person.
这就是保罗所说的二十七节，我是攻克己身。
This is why Paul said, I fight against myself.
这个攻克己身是与我们将来与主同掌王权有关系的。
And thisProcess is vitally connected with our reigning with Christ in the future.
所以这里告诉我们说，教理真圣的诸事都有即知，他们不过是要得那能坏的冠冕，我们却是要得不能坏的冠冕。
So therefore it says that all those who are engaged in this process of striving for the mastery is temporal in all things. Now they do it to obtain a corruptible crown.But we an incorruptible.
在这个新约里面，这个冠冕两个字有两种。
In the Bible, there's a word crown. Have two kinds of crowns.
一种就是皇冠、皇冕，或者说
，one is the crown for the king.
Royal
crown.
有一种呢，就是得胜的冠冕。
And another is the crown of victory.
事实，你们晓得这个斯蒂凡这个字啊。就是这个字，换句话说，你把那个字翻为这个专门名词 proper noun， 斯蒂凡，你把那个字翻为这个普通名字就是冠冕。
In other words, the name of Stephen is the same. If you translate Stephen into proper noun, it's a crown. And if you translate it into a proper noun, then it is Stephen. If you translate it into common noun, then it's a crown.
对，圣经里面应许我们许多的 crown 啊。
In the Bible, we are promised many, many crowns.
荣耀的冠冕
A glorious crown.
生命的冠冕
Crown of life.
公义的冠冕
Crown of righteousness.
那这个事情很有味道的
Now all this are very meaningful.
若是你把这些应许你的冠冕都放在一起
Now if you put all these crowns up together,
那么你到了末了的时候你看见在启示录里面第三章告诉我们说你的冠冕
And At the end, in the book of Revelation, you see that in the chapter 3, your crown.
好像圣灵故意的这样子排在那里， 生命冠冕、公义冠冕、荣耀冠冕，这些冠冕都是你的冠冕。
As if the Holy Spirit is up displaying them in front of us, the crown of life, the crown of victory, the crown of glory.
Glory.
Your glory. Your crown.
Your crown.
可是你在启示录第三章告诉我们，我们说是的，这是你的冠冕，可是你要当心哦，不要让别人给你得去。
But in the book of Revelation chapter 3 it says, yes, these are your crowns, but be careful, don't let anyone take it away from you.
弟兄姊妹们，我们要我们今天不在这里不多注意，因为我昨天我特别注意说要怎样放下自己。
Brothers and sisters, today I will not expand it so much because yesterday we have talked about how to deny, how to put down ourselves.
那在这里啊，我有一点要提提的，就是《哥林多前书》第九章二十七节没聊一句。
But here one thing I must mention is in 1 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 27, the second part of it.
这里说，我为什么要攻克己身，叫他服我呢？恐怕我传给别人呢。
Here gives us one reason why I strive for the mastery, is that lest that I, by any means, when I have preached to others, I myself is put aside, cast away.
这里有弃居两个字，原来就是不及格的意思。
这个this cast away means to fail.
意思就是说呢，我们要当心，我们要攻克自己，我们要和自己的九天心打架。为什么有过呢？免得我缺个别人呢，自己反而不及格。
In other words, it's saying to us that we have to be careful. We must pay attention, less than when I preach gospel to other people, I myself fail.
换句话说，我们这样子看这里，就是我们就懂得了。保罗懂得马太福音第七章没聊那一段圣经。
We can compare this with Matthew chapter 7. And from this we know that Paul have understood what it meant in the book of Matthew. Paul knew this truth.
所以他就怕自己全道赶鬼医病，后来主耶稣基督会对他说，我不认识你，你做恶的人离开我去吧。
He knew that it was possible for people to drive away evil spirits to preach, and at the end Jesus said, you evil servant, evil man, I do not know you.
That means, 在这个意思就是说，在国度里面他不及格。
This is to say, he failed in the kingdom of God.
所以求主帮助我们，叫我们看见放下自己的重要性。
May God help us so we see the importance of laying down ourselves.
第二个战
The second battle
是在哥罗西书第一章二十八节
It's in Colossians chapter 1 verse 28
这个战啊，我相信你恐怕今天中国的教会和各处地方的圣经班都没有注意到。
I believe that the most of our Chinese churches and Bible study groups have not paid much attention to it. Corinthians
Colossians 1:28.
Verse 28 and 29, we have several words, it's the same meaning as a fight, but they have not been translated into fight.
你能不能猜猜看是什么字在这里
can you detect which ones they are?
啊？什么？好极了，你们真聪明
啊 ！You are very clever.
尽心尽力。对了
，to
英文怎样翻译 ？Million.
Right.
Million. Works in my mind.
Which worketh in me mightily.I also labor
striving.
In verse 29, this word striving.
Yeah. 那这现在的教会的情形是这个样子。
The condition of the church today is this.
或者说现在教会几种教会的情形。
Or we can say there are several conditions in the churches.
第一种教会呢，就是他们根本不懂怎样来传福音。
One is that the church doesn't know how to preach the gospel.
他们每年就希望开两三次的布道会，请外面有布道恩师的人来布布道，那么希望能有两三个人、三四个人得救。
Every year they have several evangelistic meetings, inviting famous evangelists to come, and hopefully some people might be saved.
那这样子教会的话，那里有希望。
What is the hope of for this kind of churches?
你就是每年开可以十次会的话，那比方说每一次有三个人、四个人信主。那制度也只有三四十人。
Even though you have 10 such kind of meetings, and every meeting you have 3-4 people believing, then each year you have only 30-40 some people.
这叫我们的经验，这样子的情形呢，常是要打折扣的。
But according to our experience, such results will be discounted.
We have discounted.
We have discounted them.
我还记得在上海的时候，我们每年有种全市的布道大会。
I remember when I was in Shanghai, we have this a citywide revival evangelistic meeting.
Yeah, 我们在各区开一个布道会。
In each district, we have a evangelistic meeting.
或者呢，签名的人，比方说有300。
Maybe people put down their names 300.
可是以后，若是你能有三十个人呢，都算是好成绩了。
But afterward, you have 30 people, keep on going, then it will be a good result.
那这个百分比啊，在美国就好得多了。
Well, the percentage in America is much better.
那么这样子的话，无论如何，这个教会也没有前途。
Well, anyway, the future of churches like this is very unoptimistic.
第二种教会呢，比较好一点了。
The second kind of church is better.
那些弟兄姊妹们呢，他们有爱灵魂的心。
That is, brothers and sisters have this love for souls.
同时，那个教会知道怎样训练弟兄姊妹们做个人布道的工作。
At the same time, the church knows how to train each one to go for personal evangelism.
所以这样子的话，他们有时就是个人助攻，有时候或者是组这个布道队出去助攻。
Thus they have personal work and also have gospel teams going out.
相信这个基督主耶稣基督的人呢，就每年加增。
So those who believe in Jesus Christ increase every year.
但是在这种情形里，好像这个情形啊，在现在一般的。比较长进的中国教会里面都有差不多的光景。
And in most of the more mature Chinese churches, we observe this condition.
但是有一件事情呢，差不多这所成为比较进步一些的教会啊，都有同样的缺点。
But of these churches, most of them have this one defect.
那个就是说，灵轮得救以后，一灵轮得救以后，他们就把它放在旁边就不理了。
That is, after a person is converted, then they put them aside and then do not pay much attention to them.
弟兄姊妹，这就是在这里告诉我们说，我们要为这一件事情打仗。
So, brothers and sisters, the Bible here is reminding us we must fight that kind of fight.
我们全扬他，全扬我们主耶稣基督，是要用诸般的智慧劝诫各人，教导各人，要把各人在基督里面完完全全应当神的名义，不是得救就算了。
Christ we preach, warning every man and teaching every man in all wisdom, that we may present every man perfect, mature in Christ Jesus, not just bring them to salvation and then forget it.
保罗说，我为此劳苦，并不是凭我自己的能力，是借着他，叫他在我里面运行的大能去打那个仗。
Paul says, for the goal of presenting people perfect in Christ, I labor and striving not according to my power, but according to the power in me that is mighty power.
弟兄姊妹们，若是在你们当中有个母亲，她有这种光景，
brothers and sisters, if we have a mother among us who is according to this condition, have this situation,
在她有个小孩子以后。
After she delivered her baby,
她就对这个小孩子说，
she said to her child,
我亲爱的啊，我已经生你了啊，那现在你有了生命了，你有了气息了，那你应该当心你自己啊。
Now my dear child, I have given you birth, Now you have life, and now you have to grow up according by yourself.
这个母亲啊，从此就不理他，也不为拿给他，也不当心他。我相信这个小孩子恐怕只能活三天吧。
And from then on, the mother just turned her back and then let this child take care for himself. And this child will not last more than 3 days.
是是感谢主，有多少初出信主的弟兄姊妹们，虽然没有人当心他，主还是怜悯他们。
But we praise the Lord, even though many new Christians, even though no one cares for them, they continue to grow.
弟兄姊妹们，若是你已经因耶稣信主，叫圣经告诉你说，叫告诉我们说，那个人呢，在属灵方面说起来是你的小孩子，是你所产生的。
Brothers and sisters, if we lead someone to Christ according to the teaching of the Bible, this person then becomes your spiritual child.
你不能就让他这样子自生自灭。
You cannot just leave him and let him grow.
你一定要想法子教导他。在这里经注说劝诫他教导他要把他完完全全引到神的面前
You must use all kinds of means to preach, to teach him, to warn him until you can present him maturely to God
圣灵知道这件事情不容易
This life, the word of life, this is not easy matter
圣灵也知道一下子容易
The Holy Spirit also knows that it's easy to do it for a short time, for a moment
若是说长期的当心他，这个是不是容易的事情
？But to do it day in and day out is not easy.
所以他告诉我们说，这是要打仗，所以这个仗你要打。
So it tells us here, this fight we must fight.
是不是弟兄姊妹们，这件事情恐怕在许多的圣经班里面也忽略了，是不是
？Isn't it true that many times we neglected this point in our Bible classes?
那我当然我晓得有些圣经班恐怕他们也从来没有注意拯救人的灵魂
I guess there are some Bible classes who never pay attention to helping other people to believe in Christ
我在这里欢喜提议你们试试看每一次圣经班的时候你们有一个目的就是希望每一次圣经班的时候带一个人不要太多啊最好是一个人或者至少两个人没有信主的带他到圣经班里面来
I suggest this for you to think about and to do is every time when you meet make it a goal to have at least one or two unbelievers among you
那么这一两个人呢最好若是你晓得的话就早早就为他们祷告
and of course to pray for them beforehand
等到时候成熟了就带他来
and when time is right then bring them in
有时候不妨花几个钱动他说哎某某人就我今天晚上请你吃饭好吧吃了饭以后我一同去圣洁班
and sometimes invest in him spend some money and say so and so come let's have supper together and after supper we go together
这样子花几个钱上酸的我告诉你
this is a wonderful thing profitable thing to invest money this way
圣经告诉我们一个人的灵魂呢比全世界上的财宝还要宝贵
For the Bible tells us that the worth of a soul is better than the whole world
所以今天晚上你若是为他付了两块七毛五的一个细产钱两块五毛五七毛五能若是能买得到一个灵魂呢那个这是做了大生意赚了大钱
So you will take him out to eat and pay $2.75 and then you gain his soul that is the greatest business you can get into
那我想有许多的时候圣经班为什么会感觉到烦闷呢就是说有时候好像就是这么来来去去没有什么深的发展
How come so many times we feel so monotonous in the Bible study group is because we just don't look and find out the possibilities
也就圣经当然能叫我们得到灵命的长进
We study the Bible, of course, it will help us spiritually
但是我可以告诉你们呢若是今天这个 Bible study 在圣经班的时候有一个人得救恐怕你灵命得到造就某恩典比你研究圣经还要多
But let me tell you, if you witness one person being saved in the Bible study groupI think that you'll do more for you than just for you to study the Bible.
当然一个人信主以后那么要用这个圣经班想法子叫他在基督里面长进。
But naturally, after a person believes, then the Bible study group have to help this person to grow up.
第三个战争
And the third fight.
哥罗西第四章十二节
Colossians chapter 4,
14, 12.
verse 12.
第四章十二节。
Colossians.
And the third fight.
哥罗西第四章十二节。
Colossians chapter 4.
14 at 12.
Verse 12.
第四章十二节。
Colossians 4, 12.
请你们念这一节 这里有一个很好的一个弟兄以巴法做我们的榜样。
Here there's a good brother Epaphras、as our example. Will you please read this?
那同时请你们猜一猜那几个字、啊、是原来是打架一样的字。
And after you have read it, tell me which word is the same word as the word fight.
啊这里祈求，这里的祈求。那若是你把它分为打仗，战争的祈求啊。
This, yeah, fervent for you in prayer, laboring fervently for you in prayer.
嗯哼。那在这里是讲到什么？为别人祷告。
Here we mention to pray for others.
圣经告诉我们说为别人祷告你要成这个打仗的态度。
The Bible tells us that when we pray for others, we have this attitude of fighting a battle.
因为我们知道我们人都是自私的了。
For we know that we are all selfish.
所以就祷告也是这样子要为别人祷告实在不容易。
And prayer is likewise, it's hard to pray for others.
多少就是我们根本不容易为自己祷告那现在还要为别人祷告那更糟了、
Yes, it's often hard to pray for ourselves and to pray for others is even worse.
所以这里告诉我们说你为别人祷告要用打仗的态度去
So it says that when we pray for other people we have the attitude of fighting battle.
那我们主学生呢都欢喜这个名字都欢喜第一啊
Well, we know that all students like to be number one in the class.
Top student, huh?我还记得在中学的时候有一次出榜了在中国的学校里面考试也会出榜的时候我看见我的名字不是第一哎呦我心中难过了不肯吃饭在那哭
I remember the time when I was in high school now we know that in high school that day they have a roll that they record all the names the order of their resultAnd I saw that my name is not on the top, not number one, and I become very disappointed, and I cry and refuse to eat. And when I think about it, I have to laugh at myself.
可是你主的圣经告诉我们说，你若是要想第一的话，应该怎么做法？
But God has given us the way. If we want to be on top, what should we do?
你想一定是做全道了。
He said, well, maybe I have to be a preacher.
不是。
No.
你或者说一定要过得胜的生活
or maybe to live a victorious life
也不是
no not that
是不是第一呢
what is the top
你看看提摩太前书第二章
look at the first Timothy chapter 2 first Timothy chapter 2 verse 1 and 2
英文说得更清楚是 first of all、
The English Bible points it out that first of all,
一切事情的第一是什么
Of all things, what is the first?
什么
What's that?
Pray. 为万人恳求祷告祈求作谢
Supplications, praise, intercessions, and gifts of thanks to make for all men.
And,这个第二节也告诉我们为那是执政掌权的人也该如此
and then second verse said that for kings and for all that are in authority do the same thing for them
神的应许在圣经里面有两种
there are two kinds of promises from God
一种就是有条件的应许
one is conditional promise
一种是没有条件的应许
one is unconditional promise
那我希望试试有时候你们圣经班可以试试看这样子观察圣经里面神的应许
I suggest that sometimes your Bible study class can try this study the promises of God in the Bible
那找出来了这个应许有什么条件
to find out what are the conditions for this promise
若是我们把那个条件已经成就了当然神不会撒谎他一定要把应许给我们
if we fulfill God's conditionsGod will not lie. He will give us the promise.
在这里告诉我们说我们的
Here the condition is we pray for others.
那我们看看这个应许有多少?
Let's look at the promise here. Yeah,
有适合这一个条件有几个应许?
Sometimes one condition and several promises.
那在这里就是这种情形。
Here is an example.
几个应许? 看看。
How many promises? Let's find out.
第一是什么?
What is the number one?
是我们可以怎么样? 敬虔。 这是对神一方面的。
Okay, godly. This is toward God.
我们愿意在神面前。 像神,
that we can be like God before Him.
当然我们都愿意如此啊,我们愿意彰显基督啊。
Of course, we want to be like that. We want to magnify Christ.
我们要有一个经济的生活,才叫别人能看见基督。
We have to have a godly life for other people to see Christ in us.
第二,端真。
The second is honesty.
一个好基督徒啊,常反发现,为什么我有时候 不诚实,
a good Christian often can discover why I cannot be honest, I cannot be godly.
那在这方面，我要弟兄姊妹们留意啊。
In this area, I'd like for you to pay attention.
若是你有这种感觉的话，不是你坏。
If you have this feeling, it's not the saying that you are bad.
这个意思就是你在那里前进才会看见自己的缺点。
It's saying that while you are developing, then you'll see your own self.
有些弟兄姊妹们感觉到这个基督徒啊，反而在诚实方面这么难，有时候像诚实，不知不觉自己又不诚实了。Some
Christians say, oh, it's so hard to be honest. I want to be honest, and yet I just fail.
有时候就是在我们唱诗的时候都不诚实。
Sometimes, even when we are singing the hymns, we find that we cannot be honest.
是不是啊?
Sometimes when we are singing, when we find that we cannot be honest.
那么有时候我们不知不觉在对弟兄姊妹们讲，也不是说完全谎话，就不是十分诚实。And
sometimes when we speak with our brothers and sisters, we do not lie, and yet we do not speak the absolute truth.
在这里告诉我们，就是说我们怎么样能叫我们能端真。So
how can we be honest?
古怪，这个办法有点古怪。你我要为别人祷告。Strange,
the method is here to pray for others.
你若是为别人祷告，神会叫你诚实。If
you pray for others, God will make you honest.
若是我们为别人祷告，神会叫我们前进。If
we pray for others, God will make us godly.
第三就是说平安无事徒人。The
third is to live a quiet and peaceful life. Peaceable life.
特别在现在就是，这是何等宝贵的一个。Oh,
what a wonderful promise for this day and age.
那么有什么条件?
What is the condition?
为别人祷告。
Pray for others.
世界上啊，在世界上，你要有所得，你一定要为自己做。
In this world, if you want to get something, you yourself have to do something.
For yourself.
For yourself.
但天上的办法不是，你为别人做什么，你能有。
But the heavenly way is the opposite. When you pray for others, you get.
可是无论如何，这是不是容易的事情。Anyway,
this is not an easy matter.
所以圣经告诉我们，这一个仗你要打。So
the Bible says this is a fight that you have to engage in.
同时呢，神在圣经里面鼓励我们呢，这是在神面前 first of all.
And the Bible encourages and say to us, this is the top priority, first of all.
第一，你要第一吗？什么是第一呢？
First of all,
你为别人祷告。
Do you want to be number one? Do you want to be on top? Pray for others.
是求主怜悯我们，叫我们能注意这一点。
May God have mercy on us so that we pay attention to His word.
我们为别人祷告，并不是说就是好像是为了要满足我们自己的应许。
We pray for others not because we want to just fulfill God's promise in our life.
我们为别人祷告，是希望别人能在神的旨意上完全。
We pray for others so that others may be mature and perfect in God's will.
他们的信心能充足。
That their faith may be full.
他们能在主耶稣基督里面站立得稳。
That they may stand firm in the Lord Jesus Christ.
换句话就是，不让别的东西把他们拖倒。
In other words, not let anyone, anything pull them down.
好。 那么现在第四个战争好不好
Now we go to the fourth battle.
请我们看提摩太前书第六章。
Let us look at the First Timothy chapter 6. First Timothy 6:12.
这里说你要为真道打那美好的仗。
He says that
第六章十二节 Second. First.
Okay, I'm sorry. First Timothy chapter 6 verse 12. Fight the good fight of faith.
重视为正道。
In the Chinese words, it says the truth.
事实呢，这个是信心，不是正道。
In fact, it is the fight of faith and not the truth.
那么中文翻译正道也有道理。
But it has a lot of meaning too in the Chinese translation.
因为正道比较这个心性更容易摸得着一些。
Because it's easier for us to know what is the truth, and it's harder for us to touch faith.
你有信心，相信什么？
You have faith. What do you believe in?
相信真理是不是？
You believe in the truth, isn't it?
所以中国翻译的翻译中文的老先生现在感觉到，在这里可能中文翻译正道更好。
Therefore, the Chinese translator thought that put down here truth is better than put down faith.
事实呢，这个就是你的信心。
But it is talking about your faith.
圣经告诉我们说，要为你的信心打那美好仗。
Here the Bible tells us that we have to fight the good fight of our faith.
你已经有了信心。
You have faith.
因了你的信心，神已经把许多恩典领到你。
Because of faith, God has given you many, many graces.
那么这样子信心你要保守。
Now this kind of faith, you have to hold on to.
若是信心出了问题啊，那么就这个问题大了。
If your faith has a problem, then it becomes a big problem.
所以这是一个仗我们要打。
So this is a fight that we must fight.
这里特别告诉我们，持定永生。
Here it says to us,Lay hold on eternal life.
什么意思呢？
What does it mean?
那这个永生有条件了啊。
Now this eternal life is conditional.
你要持定。
You have to hold on to it.
什么意思叫持定呢？
What does it mean to lay hold on?
事实是这样子啊，与基督同掌王权这件事情，当你重生的时候，你已经有这个资格了。
The fact is to reign with Christ when we believe we have that qualification.
那么现在问题就是说，你要持定它，不让它失去。
The thing now to do is to hold on to it and don't lose it.
好像启示录第三章告诉我们说，不要让人得去你的冠冕。
It's just like in Revelation chapter 3 saying, don't let anyone take away your crowns from you.
神已经给你了。
God has given you that.
所以现在就要保持它。
So now keep it.
感谢主啊。
Praise the Lord.
所以你不是好像一定要用战争向前战不是一定要向前战争你才能得到冠冕。
So it's not a battle that you must push forward to obtain it, to get it.
这冠冕已经是你的。
The crowns are yours.
可是你要用战争的态度保持它。
But you must keep it with this attitude of battle.
那关于这个问题啊，在提摩太关于这个为圣道为这个信心打仗的事情啊，提摩太前书后书写了不少。
Concerning this true fight, the good fight of faith, the book of the First and Second Timothy expands this idea.
那让我们就是很快的看看，好不好
？Let us look at this very quickly.
第一是在提摩太前书第一章十九节。
First Timothy 1:19，
在这里说，常存信心和无愧的良心，有人丢弃良心，就在正道啊，这个也英文也是信心，就在信心上，如同全破坏了一般。
1 Timothy 1:19, holding faith and a good conscience, which some having put away concerning faith have made shipwreck.
这里告诉我们怎样要为正道打那美好的胜仗。
Here tells us how to fight this good fight of faith.
就是说要叫你的良心无愧。
That is to keep your conscience clear. A good conscience.
什么意思呢？
What does it mean?
意思就是这样子呢，做了基督徒以后，我们的良心呢，这个功用亏乏了。
It is this
after we become a Christian, our conscience are restored to its full function.
所以当你有一件事情在神面前不对的时候，良心会告诉你了，你不应该做。
So when there's something wrong before God, your conscience will tell you it is wrong.
做了以后呢，良心也会告诉，在你没有做以前，良心会告诉你说你不可以做。在你做了以后，良心会告诉你说你现在已经做了，那你现在应该悔改。
Before you have done it, your conscience will say, don't do it. After you have done it, your conscience will say, you are wrong, you must repent.
若是你不听话，
if you do not pay attention,
你把它压下去，
you suppress it,
良心有时就不出声了。
Sometimes the conscience will shut up.
后来另外一件事情，
and then another thing,
良心叫你不要做。
Conscience said, don't do it.
你一定要做。
And you did it.
做了以后良心叫你悔改。
After you've done it, conscience said, repent.
你不肯悔改。
You don't want to repent.
你又把它压下去。
You suppress the voice.
这里告诉我们说，这样子的情形啊，几次以后啊，那你要当心，恐怕在你的心性上会像全破坏了一样。
Paul warns us. He said, if this same thing happens several times, then the result is, in your faith, you're like a shipwreck.
我们的生命好像是大海汪洋里面。
Our life is kind of sailing in this big ocean.
从这个一边，是到另外一方另外一边去。
From this side sailing toward the other side.
那么这个大海汪洋当中，我们有什么东西可以让我们从这边到那边去呢？
In this a sea of life, what can carry us from this shore to the other?
这里告诉我们是我们的信心。
He says it's the ship of our faith.
所以我们的信心好像一条船，一只船一样的，在这个大海汪洋当中。
Our faith is like a ship carrying us through the sea of life.
那个船呢，能有一样东西能叫那个船被破坏的。
One thing can wreck the ship of faith.
那个就是说你不。不听你良心的话，叫你良心常常在那里不安。
That is, if you do not listen to your conscience, always grieve your conscience.
所以要为信心打那美好仗的话，就是叫我们良心常常清洁。
So if we fight the good fight of a good faith, then we have to keep a good conscience, a clean conscience.
第二，提摩太前书第四章第一节
，Chapter 4, verse 1。
这里告诉我们说，生命明说在后来的时候必有人离弃真道。哎呀，我每次念到这个必者心，叫我心中很难过。那有什么办法呢？生命已经知道了，必有人为离弃真道，离弃信心。
Now the Spirit speaks expressly that in the latter days some shall depart from the truth. Whenever I read it, my heart is troubled because the Spirit knows that someone shall depart from the truth.
为什么他们为离弃真道呢？
How so?
因为他们听从了引诱人的邪灵和鬼魔的道理。
For they gave heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils.
若是你看见你们当中有一个人起初信了耶稣，后来去加入魔门教了。
If you know that someone at first a Christian, later on joined the Mormonism,
我其后就是耶和华基证会
or Jehovah's Witness,
那你们就晓得。圣经是说过了。
Then you know the Bible has predicted it.
他离弃了他所信的道。
He has forsaken, departed from the faith, from the truth.
这个离弃两个字原来就是说你本来排在哪里一条线里，后来你从这条线出来站在旁边了。
The original meaning is that at first you are there lining up, but now you get away from the line. You get out of line.
第三。
Thirdly,
提摩太前书第六章第四节
Chapter 6 verse 10
有人离弃真道为什么缘故
Some have departed from the truth Why?
第四节告诉贪财为万恶之根有人贪恋钱财就被引诱离了真道
For the love of money is the root of all evil which why some coveted after they have erred from the faith and pierced themselves through the many sorrows
我们需要金钱
We need money.
要做怜悯我们呢，预备做过度人才的人，千万不要做你钱财的奴隶。
May God have mercy for us. If we want to count for something in the kingdom of God, we must not be a slave of the money.
如果现在我们做了前在努力的话，将来是在国度里面去掌权呢？这个好像是完全不相称的，是不是？
If we become the slave of money now, how can we later on become the ruler in God's kingdom? Yes, not becoming.
今天做奴隶，将来在国度里面为主皇帝，这个说不过去。
Today, slaves, and then later on to be king with Christ, that won't do.
救主怜悯我们，叫我们不做钱财奴隶，钱财应该去我的管辖。May
God be merciful to us so that we may not become slaves of money, but that we shall be in charge of our possessions.
二十节看看，还有一种。
Verse 20, let's look at it.
他二十一节告诉我们说，二十节说的真道是死了非的学问。那么二十节告诉我们，已经有人自称有这个学问，就怎么样偏离了真道。
Here it talks about error concerning the faith because, let's read it, verse 20 and 21. Ultimately, keep that which is committed to thy trust, avoiding profane and vain babbling and oppositions of the signs falsely so called, which some professing have erred concerning the faith.
我相信恐怕你们当中能想起，某某人对了，在香港的时候他很好，他同我一同在教会里面做唱诗班、小年团的团友，现在已经离开了主了。Maybe
some of you thought of this. Oh, so and so, yes. When we were in Hong Kong, we went to the same fellowship group, we were in the choir, but now he has departed from the faith. It's not strange, because the Bible warned us already. Because he will not fight the fight. The Bible says that these things we must have the attitude of battling before we can be take a stand. Why do they depart from the Lord? Why is that they cannot fight this good fight? In 2 Timothy chapter 3 verse 9, we are told the reason.
是第八节，是第八节下一半，不是verse 9,
the second part of verse 8.
这里说，他们的心地坏了，在真道上是可废弃的。Men
of corrupted minds, reprobate concerning the faith.
可废弃的就是说，他在心性上不够资格。Because
they do not qualify in their minds.
因为他们的心地坏了。Because
they are of corrupted minds.
他们的属灵的灵角已经坏了。Their
spirituality somehow is corrupted.
所以对正道上他们就不够资格。
So they do not qualify as far as the truth and faith is concerned.
你能看见有些人的听道无论如何都听不进去。
You know that some people can never understand the truth from God.
特别是现在在教会里有许多老教友。
Especially now in churches, those old members.
他们听道就听不进去。
They just cannot accept the truth from God.
就圣经告诉我们说，他们对听道就不够资格听。
The Bible says that they do not qualify to receive the word of God.
所以一个人若是说不用打仗的态度去保持他的信心，他到了一个时刻就不能再了解神的话。So
if a person do not assume the attitude of fighting to keep his faith, one day he find that he could not receive the word from God.
我想为了世纪的关系，我今天只能把这个四个战争摆在你们前面。For
the sake of time, I lay before you these four fights, four battles.
这四个战争也是为了要我们，要为我们要有彼此相爱应该有的战争。This four fights
we must engage in so that we can start practicing loving one another.
我们一定要放下自己才能彼此相爱。We
must lay ourselves down before we can love each other.
这是消极方面。This
is the passive side.
积极方面。On
the positive side,
我们要顾着别人的
We have to be concerned about other people's spiritual needs. We have to pay attention to the people after they become a Christian, they are weak spiritually, we have to help them.
为了要彼此相，为了要发展我们彼此相爱，我们一定要彼此相顾，才能彼此相爱。
Before we can love each other, we must start caring for each other.
我们要彼此相爱的话，一定要为别人祷告。
If we want to love one another, we must pray for one another.
我常常对弟兄姊妹们说，在教会里就会有这种。
I often mention to brothers and sisters in the churches, there are several meetings have this kind of situation.
每组里的崇拜，我们敬拜神。
In the morning worship service, we worship God.
在主日学里面，你自己要从神的话语上得到滋养，得到造就。
In Sunday school, we must obtain nourishment from the Word of God.
在祷告会的时候，就是让我们借着祷告会来发展我们弟兄姊妹们相爱的心。
And through the prayer meeting, we develop this love for each other.
若是我们不彼此对答的话，你从那里开始你弟兄相爱的心。
If we do not pray for each other, where do we begin this loving one another?
所以你看，这几个聚会在教会里是一个 must， 一个作为一个基督徒一定要有的。
So you see that we must have all these meetings in the Church of God.
中国教会以往就是早晨一个礼拜。
In the Chinese traditional churches, it's just one morning worship.
所以你怎么样能这长进？
So how can you grow?
你说彼此相爱，彼此相爱，你从根本我还没有开始彼此相爱，开始彼此相爱第一步你都还没走。
You said love each other, but you have not taken the first step.
就主恩待我们
，May God have mercy on us.
一个教会若是说这三点能注意到你，那么教会才有前途。
If a church pays attention to these three areas, then this church has hope.
在这末世的时候，我们特别要注意我们的信心。
During these last days, we must pay attention to our faith.
这是魔鬼所用的诡计。
This is the tricks used by the devil.
他晓得，只要你的信心去亏损，因为一切属灵的恩典都用信心去支出。
The devil knows that if we are weak in our faith, then we will not count much, because every spiritual gift is based on the foundation of faith.
或者你说，哎，你说这要用祷告支出，为什么又要用信心支出？
你说，you say, hey, how come you say that you must have the foundation of prayer, and now you say foundation of faith?
Application
of prayer, and now you say application of faith.
啊，若是真正的祷告是从信心里面来的，老实说，不是从信心里面祷告，你那是空口说白话。
Real faith is a prayer from faith. If you have no faith.You are just empty words.
所以祷告是支出，可是祷告支出神的恩典，请记得一定是在心情里面能支出神的恩典。
So prayer is the foundation, prayer is the principle, but prayer must be the prayer of faith.
什么就是信心？
What is faith?
就神是什么，我就相信是什么。
Whatever God said, I believe.
那个就是信心。
That is faith.
愿主怜悯我们。
May God have mercy on us.
叫我们知道这是。真正的教会
so that we know that this is the militant church.
我们现在的世界上是过真正的日子。
In this days, we live a battling life.
事实呢，只有经过真正以后，你才能看见主的恩典，看见主的同在，看见主的可靠，看见主的前面。
Only through battle, we can see God's reality, God's closeness, God's wonderful to us, and His.Promises and support.
我们才能在基督里面长进。
Then we can grow in Christ.
我们弟兄姊妹们相爱的心才能发展。
Then we can develop this love one for another.
我们祷告好吗？
Let us pray.
我们应该在人面前承认我们没有用很久的心为别人祷告，也没有用很久的心带领别人长进。
We must admit that we do not have this patience, this consistency to care for other people, to pray for other people.
也求主怜悯我们，加增我们的爱心，叫我们在这两件事情上能好好的实行。
May God be merciful to us, increase our faith and love, so that we may pay attention to these things.
也同主说，主啊，求你保守我们，保守我。不让我在正道上能失去了我的信心。
May we also pray to God and say, God, keep me so that I will not be lost.
提摩太 前和书告诉我们这么多的方法，魔鬼可以用过这么多的方法叫我们离开我们的身心。
In the book of 1st and 2nd Timothy we have read so many different ways the devil can trick us and cause us to depart from faith, from truth.
从主说，主啊，你是创始成终的主，你要保守我。
Pray to God and say, God, I trust that you are the God of the beginning, God, you are the beginning and the finishing of our faith. You will keep me.
我想今天是每聊一次的聚会。我还记得昨天早晨有许多弟兄姊妹们说愿意放下自己为主而活。
This is our last meeting now, and I remember yesterday many brothers and sisters said they want to lay down themselves and live for Christ.
我希望弟兄姊妹们记得你的奉献。
I pray that you'll remember your dedication.
主会帮助你。
God will help you.
可是今天早上我感觉到我还应该 给弟兄姊妹一个前进的这个觉知的机会。
But I believe that I should give you another continuation of this dedication.
有多少弟兄姊妹们今天比方说 神要神去差遣你，神去在未来就是神要差遣你，你肯不肯同神说，神啊，我在这里请差遣我。
For instance, if God wants to send you out in the days ahead, are you willing to say, Lord, send me, I'm here?
我可以告诉弟兄姊妹们，若是没有得到神清楚的差遣呼召，千万不要做传道。
Let me tell you this, if you are not absolutely clear that God is calling you, God is sending you, do not dedicate yourself to be a preacher.
若是我记得不错的话，是马丁路德讲过一句话吧，他说你们应该怕权道好像怕地狱的火一样。
I believe Martin Luther said that be fearful of preaching like you fear the hellfire.
可是我要晓得，若是说主差遣了你，那么这个权道是苦差事，若是主差遣了你，那个苦差事就会变为甜蜜的经验。
But let me tell you this, if God really call you and send youthen this test will become a wonderful sweet service to him.
我要弟兄姊妹们自己想想看，若是主要差遣，主必定差遣你，可是若是主要差遣的话，你愿意不愿意说，主啊，我在这里请差遣我。
The Lord may not send you, but if God sent you, are you willing to say, Lord, I am here, send me?
有多少弟兄姊妹有这样子愿意的心？
How many brothers and sisters have this willingness in your heart?
我希望你用动作这生命去表明。
I hope that you can back it up with actions before God.
所以你能不能这生命举举手？
So will you please raise up your hands?
主看见你手。
God knows, God sees your hand.
Yes, 主看见你手。
Yes, God sees you.
主看见你手。
God sees you.
主在那里等候天国的人才。
God is waiting for people for his kingdom.
当有人说主啊 我愿意你差遣我的时候，你想他的心何等高兴。
When people say Lord I'm here send me, oh how glad God is.
还有吗？
Anyone else?
主看见你们手。
God sees your hands.
还有吗？
Anyone else?
主看见你们手。
God sees you. God sees you.
我已经说过主不一定差遣你。
I have said that GodYes,
may
not. God may not send you.
但是主要你这样子的心。
But God wants your willingness.
还有吗？
Anyone else?
赞美主。
Praise God.
还有吗？
Anyone else?
在这里啊，我要对朋友们说，就是我们当中有几位朋友，你从前没有信耶稣，你可不可以从今天起立个志愿说，好，我要接受耶稣。
Now I want to say a few words to our friends. We have some here who have not believed in Christ yet. Will you be willing? Are you willing to say from now on, I'll trust in Christ?
你会就说我现在还不了解。
Or maybe you say, there's things that I still do not understand.
我等到我明白以后我才接受耶稣。
Well, maybe after I fully understand, then I'll believe.
那请记得，没有这件事情，你不信主的话，你要想明白，这是不可能的事情。
Please take note that there is something impossible. You cannot understand until after you receive Christ.
若是一个人眼睛没有开的话，他怎么能看得见？
Before a person's eyes are open, how can he see?
你要看见的话，你一样先眼睛开，是不是？
If you want to see, you must open your eyes. Isn't that true?
所以你没有法子明白真理的。
So you cannot know truth.
除非你能记住主耶稣基督。
Unless you receive Christ first.
有哪一位今天能逃出的喜悦教主心中高兴说好我虽然我不懂我就凭着信心我愿意接受耶稣做我的救主
Is there one this morning say yes I want to trust in Christ even though I don't understand everything but I'll trust him
若是你有这个愿意的话请你在神面前举举手好不好
If you are willing will you lift up your hand before God
Anyone
有没有人
赞美主主看见你
Praise the Lord God saw your hand
Anyone else
还有没有人感谢
赞美主
Praise the Lord
还有吗
Anyone else
你不要怕我们都经过这条路
Do not be afraid We have all traveled down the same path
我们未信主的时候恐怕比你们更不如
MaybeBefore we believe in God, we are not as good as you.
我已经说过，主带你到这个聚会里不是偶然的事情。
I have said again that God led you here not by accident.
信不信？你今天在这里，主在万古以前已经预备好。
Believe this, that before the foundation of the world, God have called you and prepared for you to be here.
除了两位以外，还有谁吗？
Other than this two, are there someone else? Is there?
我能不能再看见一只手举起来
Do I see another hand raising?
这是为了你自己的福分
It's for your own blessings.
你晓得你信了主以后与我们有什么多大关系
You know, after you trust in God, it doesn't matter too much to us.
当然我们欢喜看见你信主
Of course we rejoice to see you believing
但这是你自己 永久的福分
But this concerns your eternal blessings
还有哪一位吗
Anyone else?
我晓得或许你心中有的战争
Maybe there's a struggling going on in your heart
我希望你能得胜这个战争
I pray that you'll win this battle
主说主啊我要你不听撒旦的话
You say to the Lord Lord I want you Do not listen to the devil
或许早几天 有些朋友们你已经记住了耶稣
Maybe earlier some friends have accepted Jesus
那么我也希望你用举手在神面前表示你
And I like for you to raise your hand at this time to signify it
Anyone 还有哪一位
有没有人
谢谢主
Praise the Lord
还有哪一位
Anyone else
还有哪一位我们已经有三位了
We have three persons already Anyone else
主爱你啊朋友们啊
God love you my friend
我们也爱你
And we love you too
但是我们晓得我们没有法子改变你的思想
But we know we cannot change your minds
但是主能改变你的思想
But God can change your minds
所以为了这个缘故我们凭着我们的软弱无知来请求你继续主耶稣基督做你救主
And because of this even though we are weak we are ignorant we pray we beg you receive Jesus believe in him
为了你自己永久的福分 我们希望你能开这个步开这一步
for your everlasting eternal blessings take this step
还有哪一位
anyone else
已经有三位了
We have three already.
还有哪一位
Anyone?
主爱你
Lord, the Lord loves you.
不要等客
Do not wait.
不要听魔鬼的话
Do not listen to the devil.
这个与你没有害处
This will not harm you.
还有哪一位
Anyone else?
还有哪一位
Anyone else?
现在是这样子好不好？将在元一，同主说，主啊，若是你差遣我，我对你说，我在这里，请差遣我。这样子的弟兄姊妹们，我想我要请你们还到前面来，特别为你们祷告。
Now I'm going to ask those who said to the Lord, Lord, if you send me, I'm willing. If you have made that dedication, I'll ask you to come to the front so that we may pray.
Okay.
Please get up quietly now and come to the front. The Church of God is waiting for people.
特别是主的国度现在等候轮才。
Especially God's kingdom is seeking for leadership for people.
所以今天弟兄姊妹们到前面来，主知道你们的心。
So today you walk up to the front. God knows your hearts.
我相信主保守你们，也帮助你们。
I trust that God will protect you, preserve you, and help you.
我也相信靠主的恩典，有一天在国度里面，我能看见弟兄姊妹们。
I trust that by the grace of God and His kingdom, we'll see each other.
主啊
，Oh Lord，
我知道你的心何等高兴。
I know your heart must be very glad.
在这整个世界违背你的时候，
when this whole world is turning against you,
有少数的你的儿女们甘愿到你面前来。
We have a few your own children willing to come to you.
他们把他们自己的生命奉献给你。
They dedicate to you their lives.
若是你要差遣他们的话，他们甘愿说：“主啊，我在这里，请差遣。”
Lord, if you should send them, they are willing to say, "Lord, I am here, send me."
亲爱的主，愿你接纳他们的奉献。
Oh Lord, accept their dedication.
把他们的奉献化为馨香，好像馨香的祭物一样的。
As a fragrant smelling.
愿你引导他们的思想意念。
May you guide them.Their thinking and their careers.
无论他们去做什么，叫他们常感觉到他们是你所特选的人才。
No matter what they are doing, may they know that they are selected by you.
我们求你给他们特别的恩典。
We pray that you'll give them special blessings, special grace.
给他们祷告的恩典。
Give them the grace of prayer.
叫他们知道怎样祷告，为什么祷告。
Let them know how to pray and pray for what.
当他们读圣经的时候，给他们亮光。
When they read the Bible, give them the light.
当他们有机会为你们做见证的时候，给他们聪明，给他们勇敢。
When they have chance to witness for you, give them the presence of mind, give them the boldness.
他们错，他们弱。求主你常叫他们感觉到你与他们同在。
When they are wrong, when they are weak, may they know your presence. You are with them.
到了时候，若是你差遣他们的话，求主你给他们清楚地听见你声音说：“我差遣你。”
When the time comes for you to send them, may them know without a shadow of a doubt that you sent them.
在没有差遣他们以前，求主你也用着他们，叫他们知道怎样。在你国度施工上有份。
Before you send them, oh, may they know how to labor, how to have a part in the work of your kingdom.
谢谢你，你告诉我们说，凡是我们所交给你的，你都能为我们保守，一直到那日。
Oh, thank you, because you say that you can preserve that which we have given unto you, and you will preserve it unto that day.
所以今天早上到前面来，弟兄姊妹们，主啊，我们把他们交在你的手中。
So this morning, those who are standing in front of you, God, we put them into your hands.
We know, 我们晓得你的手够有能力，够大保守他们。
We know your hands is big enough, mighty enough.